Lord, come on, worship with us as we sing tonight. God, we love you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Worship to him right now. God, we love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We've come for nothing else tonight, God, but to worship and to praise and to magnify your name. Hallelujah. Come on, and we do nothing else tonight but give him glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then that's all right tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, I long. I look forward to hearing the word tonight. I look forward to hearing what God has for us tonight. But what would happen in this place if somebody would just totally give themselves to the Lord tonight? Somebody would just totally give it out to Him tonight and say, God, it doesn't matter. Hallelujah. I need a blessing from You. I need a touch of the Holy Ghost tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for every person in this place tonight. God, that we'll be free in the Spirit, God, to worship You, to magnify You. Hallelujah. To get a blessing tonight. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
In the corners of my mind, I just can't seem to find a reason to believe that I could breathe free. As you see, I have been bound so long that I felt hope was gone. But as I lift my hands, I understand I should praise You through my circumstances.
And time moves off my feet, so I just stand. I just want to praise You. Just want to praise You. You broke those chains, now I can lift my head. Gonna praise You. Take the shackles off my feet so I can dance. I just wanna praise You. Just wanna praise You. You broke those chains, now I can lift my head. And I'm gonna praise You. I'm gonna praise You.
Everything that could go wrong, all went wrong in one time. So much pressure fell on me. Thought I was gonna lose my mind. But I know You wanna see. I would hold on to this trial, but I need You to lift this load, cause I can't take it no more.
Take the shackles off my feet so I can dance. I just wanna praise You. Just wanna praise You.
Hope was gone, but as I lift my hands, I understand I should praise You through my circumstances.
Just moved on my feet so I can dance. I just want to praise You. Just want to praise You. You broke those chains, now I can lift my head. And I'm going to praise You. I'm going to praise You. Take the shackles off my feet so I can dance. I just want to praise You. want to praise you. You broke those chains, now I can lift my head. And I'm going to praise you. I'm going to praise you. Take the shackles off my feet so I can dance. I just want to praise you. Just want to praise you. You broke those chains, now I can lift my head. And I'm going to praise you. I'm going to praise you.
Praise God. I pastor a multicultural church in a small town. We have about six or seven Hallelujah. Different nationalities. And most of you from this area know that there's a lot of Indian culture. And when I come to Boswell, right in the heart of Choctaw Nation, I told the church, I said, the rain dances that they do. Well, let me just put it this way. There's a lot of witchcraft in Indian culture. But there's a kind of rain dance that's acceptable. And that's a Holy Ghost rain dance. Praise God. I'm going to tell you something. It's all right. Bring down the latter rain of the Holy Ghost in this hour. So for all you non-Native Americans, excuse us while we adopt a little Indian culture into our music right now. But it's a Holy Ghost hallelujah, rain dance.
Hallelujah.
The promises spoken by the prophet Joel, the former and the latter rain would come and flood our thirsty soul.
We've been praying for the rain, praying for the rain to fall upon. Everybody rain dance.
The sky, we've seen a cloud just like a hill. We heard it with our spirit ears. Abundant rain will drench us land,
but we're gonna nurse our hearts that holds the water in a heap and move it with some crazy prayer. Everybody rain dance. Rain, we're praying for the rain. We need a Holy Ghost rain. The Holy Ghost rain. Lord, we've got to have some rain. Lord, we're praying for the rain. Now we can make it without rain.
the cloud just like a hill. We heard it with our spirit ears. Abundant rain will drench us land.
The word thunder does a heart that holds the water in a heap. They move it with some crazy praise that breaks the fountains of the deep.
You don't want to miss your chance. Everybody right there.
Hallelujah. We're going to have to learn that one back home. Hallelujah. We have some Indians back home too that would like that stuff. Hallelujah. What an awesome song. Hallelujah. We're going to sing another one here. Hallelujah. But I was thinking today, a lot of times we sing songs like send it on down, send it on down. Lord, let your Holy Ghost come on down. Hallelujah. But you know what? As much as I like that song, we're probably going to sing it. It's not really a true song because the presence of Lord is always here. The Holy Ghost was here before we ever got here, before we ever plugged in an instrument, before we ever sang a song. The presence of God was already here. You see, I got this thing called a cell phone. It's an iPhone, and there's some kind of magic signal that comes through here. But as long as I got it in this state, it does nothing. It's a paperweight. Hallelujah. But if I touch this little button, it comes on. Hallelujah. I turn it on. Come on. The power of God is in this place. The power to heal is in this place. The power to be delivered is in this place. But somebody needs to turn their power on tonight. Hallelujah. And get in touch with God. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to step outside of their comfort zone tonight and allow God to do what he's come to do in the house tonight. Hallelujah.
I'll testify, God's been good to me. Through every test and trial, I got the victory. The enemy has tried his best to bring me down, but my God's never failed me yet, so I'm gonna stand my ground.
No matter what comes my way, I'll lift my sing hallelujah anyhow.
Wait a minute, one more time. I think I'll say it again. My God's been good to me, and he's my closest friend. I've come too far to stop and turn around. I'm gonna stand, I'm gonna wait. Watch God work it out somehow.
No matter what comes my way, I lift my voice and say,
praise him. Come on and praise him. You are a mighty God. There is none like you in heaven or in earth. Hallelujah. We've come together to praise your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. The Holy Ghost is trying to do a work in this house. Hallelujah. Do you feel him? Hallelujah. I feel him. Amen. Hallelujah. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We are apostolic. Hallelujah. That means that we preach the apostles' doctrine. Hallelujah. But we are Pentecostal in worship because we have been fire baptized. Hallelujah. I've been baptized with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Have you been baptized? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody can speak in tongues. Hallelujah. But the Bible tells us that they were baptized with fire. Hallelujah. There's a difference between somebody that has the Holy Ghost in the evidence of speaking in tongues and somebody that's got the Holy Ghost that is fire baptized. Hallelujah. I feel like I'm in a room with some people that has been fire baptized. Hallelujah. That is excited to live for God in the 11th hour. Hallelujah. Come on. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We lift you up in this house, God. Hallelujah. I know without a doubt, God, that you are a mountain mover. Hallelujah. That you can step into my situation right now and begin to move mountains. Worship with them. Hallelujah.
My God is a mountain mover. My God's gonna make a way. Can't count all the times he's moving. We can trust him to tap in. Take a hopeless situation. Watch him turn it all around. Nothing is impossible. I can't hold back. I gotta shout. My God, my God, my God. He's a mountain mover. My God is a mountain mover. My God's gonna make a way. The times he's proven, we can trust him to tap in. Take a hopeless situation, watch him turn it all around. Nothing is impossible. I can't hold back. I gotta. problem in my pathway. I feel like frozen here. Doubt the circling high above me, but in the shadow of my fear, the power of faith is stirring, growing inside of me, reminding me of something I already believe. My God's a mountain mover. When the days are dark, I will keep on trusting Him. I will not lose heart. Yeah, yeah. My God is a mountain mover. My God's gonna make a way. Can't count all the times He's proven. We can trust Him just how faith. Take a hopeless situation, watch Him turn it all around. Nothing is impossible. I can't go back. I gotta shout, my God, my God, my God. He's a mountain mover. Got a problem in my pathway. I feel I'm frozen here. Doubts are circling high above me, but in the shadow of my fear, the fire of faith is stirring, growing inside of me, reminding me of something I already believe. My God is a mountain mover. My God's gonna make a way. Can't count all the times He's proven. We can trust Him just how faith. Take a hopeless situation, watch Him turn it all around. Nothing is impossible. I can't hold back. I gotta shout. My God is a mountain mover. My God's gonna make a way. Can't count all the times He's proven. We can trust Him just how faith. Take a hopeless situation, watch Him turn it all around. Nothing is impossible. I can't hold back. I gotta shout. My God, my God, my God is a mountain mover. Yeah.
Come on and praise Him. The Word tells us to rejoice with them that rejoice. Hallelujah. Anybody got a rejoicing spirit in the house tonight? Yeah, 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 yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Praise God. If you don't mind, listen to me just a moment. Brother Thomas came to our church from Louisiana just a few weeks back, maybe 2 or 3 months ago now. And I'm not going to get into a lot of detail, but 2 weeks ago on Sunday morning, I was sick last Sunday. 2 weeks ago on Sunday morning, I was teaching a Bible lesson. I stopped right in the middle of the Bible lesson. I looked at him. I said, Brother Thomas, God's going to send you somebody. God's going to send you a companion. That's Brother Thomas over there. Hallelujah. He came up to me and he said, he looked at me and said, crazy when I said that. I mean, the prophecy come forth. I didn't expect it to happen that week. He came up to me and he said, Pastor, he said, there's a lady. Said, I wasn't expecting this. I said, wow. She prayed through tonight. She's getting baptized in Jesus' name Sunday night. Woo! Hallelujah! I'm going to tell you something. God's got you on his mind.
Come on, Brother Jones, preach to us today. Hallelujah, that Jesus didn't follow protocol. Hallelujah, that he went to Samaria for one woman. Hallelujah, he came by tonight. Hallelujah, and fire baptized one woman. Hallelujah, because he don't go by protocol. Hallelujah, altar call don't have to be at the end of the message. Hallelujah, God can touch when he wants to. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody been holding on to a word. Hallelujah. Been holding on that God's going to answer. Hallelujah, that God's going to give you that word. Hallelujah. Keep praying it. Keep believing it. Hallelujah. God proved to us tonight. Hallelujah, that he listens. Hallelujah, and that he moves through his word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're not going to go through all of the preliminaries tonight. We have been worshiping and praising God. God is doing something great in this house. Hallelujah. You have a schedule. Please look at that and come to the meetings. Amen. Thank you to all the people that taught today our breakout sessions. Amen. It's good to have, amen, those that are not with the Apostolic Faith Fellowship with us, the Martin. It's good to have him tonight. I want him to come and address this congregation. Hallelujah. Before we go any further, amen. It's good to have him with us. Amen. Give Brother Martin a good hand clap of praise.
Praise the Lord. I was not expecting this tonight. I was told to be ready for something, but I'm as unready as I've ever been. Amen. I'm telling you what, we just coming back down from past cloud nine. You know, well, we used to get on cloud nine out there in the joints, man. We passed cloud nine. Come on, church. None of y'all ever been out there, but that's where I came from. And I was homeless. I said I was homeless. I didn't know Jesus. But I turned this paper around a minute ago, and now I'm not homeless anymore. I got a home waiting me in heaven. Amen. Come on, church. I said, I got a home waiting on me in heaven. Lord have mercy. My. I'm glad I went home one night. Amen. Let me tell you just shortly, quickly, rather what happened.
I know we're running probably late, but God's right on time. Amen. Lord, that little woman back there asked me to go to church. I just about didn't have a home. I was down in Florida, and it wasn't with Brother Scoggins either. Amen. I was down there with my uncle, horse racing, gambling, drinking, doing all the wrong stuff. My Lord, she told me when you get home, your clothes are going to be on the porch. Man, well, I looked for clothes on the porch. When I turned in about 10 o'clock Monday night, my clothes wasn't on the porch. Come on. I thought I was homeless. I didn't think about the back porch. I didn't think about the back porch. Come on, we had a front porch and a back porch. My Lord. I said, if I can just get in the house. I got my foot in the door. Come on. Come on, I finally got my foot in the door. Church, my God alive. Woo! There wasn't much talking going on. Wasn't much being said. And so the next morning, she's going to work. I wasn't working. I'd went to Florida to try to make some money. But I wasn't working a regular job. She said, I'll tell you what. If you'll just go to church with me tonight. She said, I think you'll like the preacher. My Lord and my God. Woo! I still like the preacher. I still like the preacher. Come on. I fell in love with the preacher that night. Amen. Mercy. Thank God. Thank God, church. Somebody fell in love with the Word of God tonight. Where'd he go? Where'd he go? Where'd that big preacher? He says she's brand new. Come on. I know that feeling. You better, I got to get out of here. We lost our son December the 6th. Coming up 2 years this December. If you'll stay in church. Yeah, I don't know who's this boy belongs to. Don't nobody know him, I'll take him. Whose is he?
Apostolic Jesus Name Church of Boswell.
You'll stay in church? You in church? You got the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues? You got the fire? Come on. See, he's built about like my little boy was. He's blonde-headed about like my little boy was. He just took my heart when I saw him. Amen. Come on. I'm going to buy him a suit for conference next year. Write that down, Sister Martin. You're going to have a brand new suit when you come to this conference next year. Come on. Come on. Y'all said you can't outgive God. Come on. We buy. Come on. I can't help it. I ought not come up here tonight. But my little fella's in heaven. Come on. My little fella's in heaven. Guess where? Somebody say, where's he at in heaven? He's still in the arms of Jesus. He's just toting him around. He's just toting him around. I said, Lord, are you still watching that? He said, I still got him right here. So I want to tell you. Man, I could take a text tonight. You hear me preach? But I want to tell you something. If it seems like it's a little slow for your prayer getting through, he's probably taking care of Dallas. He said, hang on. I got an arm full, right? Come on, church. I may not. I'm telling you, I got to go to heaven. We get low sometimes. Rena, we get low. I sat out there in a rocking chair this morning while these women was having church, and I cried. And talk to God the whole time. I wasn't talking to God about them. I was talking to God about me. I was talking to God about us. I was talking to God about my Dallas. You knew Dallas. You knew him out like that. I'm telling you, oh God, just a perfect example of a Christian young man. You just asked anybody in Pentecost. They knew about him. Amen. Come on, church. I'm telling you, you better hug them. You better love them. You better get them in the house of God. Because the phone. It's going to ring one of these days. And you don't want to hear what they're going to say. Come on, church. I'm telling you, I'm glad I got a home in heaven. I'm glad. He said, I'll go prepare a place for you. Come on.
Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. How many come to worship the Lord tonight? How many like what you're feeling in the house? What a mighty God we serve. He still cracks the crack demons. Amen. I was thinking when they were doing that rain dance, I said, they just massacred hell. How many apostolics do we have in the building? Amen. I want to ask you a question. Can you forget about being apostolic for 1 minute? Because I know we're one Lord, one faith, $1. Yeah. Amen. I want you to pray tonight that God would put on your heart, amen, to bless, amen, this conference. Is that all right? They didn't ask me to do this. Amen. I want you to pray right now with me. Jesus, I want you to put on someone's heart tonight, God, to bless this conference, Lord, to give, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. I ask you to anoint, oh God, tonight. Anoint those that have to give and those who have not. In the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Just bring it forth. Amen. Give unto them.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
We bring a sacrifice of praise into the house of the
years ago, they were singing that song at church. God filled me with the baptism of the Holy Ghost in the middle of that song. Hallelujah. Aren't you thankful for the Holy Ghost? Amen. Amen. We're going to cut the preacher loose here in just a second, but before we do, if we could stand, Brother Ron Linville, our district superintendent for Georgia, just text in a family in his church. Their oldest son was killed in a motorcycle accident this afternoon. This is two deaths in their church in the last 3 weeks. Let's pray for them now. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask you, God, that you would send the power of the Comforter, God, to the church in Macon, Georgia. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord, that you would touch the Linvilles. God, touch the Hardesty family, God. God, is in their time of loss, we ask you, Lord, that you would begin to move on them and touch them, God. God, we ask you, Lord, for comfort, God, that only you can give in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God, we ask you, Lord, that you would touch, God, that you would move in the name of Jesus. God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I believe that God is a comforter, amen. Hallelujah, I believe that he's a comforter in the time of loss, amen. It is a privilege and an honor for me to bring Brother Martin to this pulpit. Great.